When the darkness feels louder than anything else, what does it take to hear God's voice? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Throughout Scripture, God's voice shows up in unexpected ways. Not always in, you know, big storms and great fire, but in whispers. The story you're about to hear echoes that same truth. Set in a mythical world, it explores what it means to trust the quiet, steady voice of God, even when everything around you feels like it's falling apart. This story is called The Voice in the Void by Jessica McFarland. Listen, it calls in the treetops. Be still. It roars on the waves. Shh. It croons in the meadow. Listen, it whispers in the wind. For as long as Aelin could remember, she had heard it. The voice. It was one of her earliest memories. The voice crooning to her, just as the nursery rhyme said, as she lay in a meadow of flowers. Whenever she thought about that day, a confusion of emotions flooded her. It should have been a day of sorrow and fear, the day she had lost her parents. Instead, all she could remember was being surrounded by the voice. It sang to her until one of the village shepherds found her sitting on a blanket in the middle of the field, alone. She loved the voice. It filled her with joy and peace, comforting her in the absence of her parents. But as she grew up, the void seemed to grow stronger, and the voice seemed harder to hear. Now, Aelin watched from her vantage point on the valley's tallest surrounding hill as her village was swallowed by the sticky darkness of the void. Early on, Aelin had tried to reason with the villagers. Listen, the voice will rescue you. The voice is stronger than the void. Her friends had mocked her. The voice isn't even real, Aelin. It's just a story. It can defeat the void, she insisted. But no one wanted to hear it, and so the void crept steadily on. By the time the people were ready to listen, it was too late. Following the voice's instructions, Aelin had led the survivors to this hill. Turning from the devastation, Aelin raised her hands to catch the others' attention. Listen! The people stilled. A powerful gust of wind blew in from the east, whipping at their clothes before settling into a gentle breeze. One by one, the survivors fell to their knees, eyes wide with wonder. Aelin smiled, the voice speaking words of hope to those who would hear. And just like that, the void was pushed back by a whisper in the wind. Let's dig into this devotion a little deeper. Today's allegorical story is inspired by many Old Testament prophets who listened to the voice of God. They spoke about God's great power and love, and they urged the people to turn back to Him and follow His good ways. In particular, this story is based on 1 Kings 19 verses 1 through 18, when the prophet Elijah heard the voice of God as a gentle whisper. Elsewhere in the Bible, it says that God sings over us with joy and surrounds us with songs of deliverance. When you think of God's voice, what do you think of? All the Old Testament prophets pointed ahead to the greatest prophet, Jesus Christ. He is fully human, yet He is also fully God. He came to save us from darkness, but the way He defeated sin, death, and the devil was unexpectedly peaceful. Jesus let people put Him to death on a cross, though He had done nothing wrong. They didn't realize He was taking all our sin upon Himself, and they didn't know He would rise from the grave 3 days later. But now, He invites all of us to put our trust in Him, to listen to His voice and follow. If you want to learn more about this good news, check out unlocked.org and tap on Know Jesus there in the menu. Sometimes the darkness of our broken world can be overwhelming, but God is infinitely more powerful than the darkness. As we look forward to the day Jesus will return and make all things new, we can rest in His joy and peace because He is with us. He offers us His comfort through His Holy Spirit, who lives inside Christians, His Word, the Bible, and His people, the church. Can you think of any ways God has given you comfort in hard times? Consider taking a moment to thank Him for this. Now, there is even more scripture mentioned than I could mention in today's discussion questions. So if you want to find all of those Bible references, check out today's devotion in the Unlocked app or at unlocked.org. Now, as you and I can read in Hebrews 1, 1 and 2, in the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things, and through whom also He made the universe. And take a closer look at what the Bible says in 1 Kings 19, 1 through 18, Matthew 17, verses 1 through 8, and John 10, verses 27 and 28, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and if you want to learn more about the story of Jesus written throughout the Bible, like we heard about today, then Unlocked is just the place for you to be. You can get a free print subscription sent to you 4 times a year so you can get deeper into the discussion questions and journal entries. So get yours for free at unlocked.org and tap subscribe in the menu. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, how God uses one of the most common animals on the planet to remind us of how uniquely worthy each of us are. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.